While Maryland dealt with its first ever mail-in election that was also a date change due to COVID-19, officials report it went relatively well across the state. But in Baltimore, there are problems. There are no final results quite yet due to the balloting issues and unanswered questions from the state and city elections board officials. WIPR's Emily Sullivan is here to talk us through it. Hey, Emily.
Hi, Matt.
All right. So walk us through these problems that happened last night.
So to start, every registered voter was supposed to receive a ballot in the mail. But yesterday, some voters who didn't receive ballots arrived at the polls to vote, only to be told incorrectly that they had already voted by mail. The State Board of Elections says those voters were able to cast provisional ballots, but they have not yet confirmed how widespread that problem was. There were also issues with results. So at around 11:30 p.m. last night, the State Board of Elections posted early results from around 75,000 mail-in ballots that voters returned early. And in the middle of the night, all of the data just disappeared. According to the board, that's because a proofing error in the ballot title popped up in the District 1 race. They blamed their printing vendor, SeaChange, for that mistake. So the board removed the data, apparently to reevaluate it, and then later this morning, they posted a combination of those early mail-in ballots and partial in-person voting results.
So the results are incomplete, but at this point, what can they tell us about the Democratic races?
Sure. So the additional voting data published this morning is pretty similar to the early results. For the mayor's race, we've got Sheila Dixon with a lead of about 30%, followed by Brandon Scott with 24%, and then Mary Miller with 17%. Meanwhile, over in the city council president race, Nick Mosby has a clear lead with about 40% of the vote. Shannon Sneed trails him at about 27%, while Carl Stokes has about 24%. And the heated race for city comptroller is tight. Bill Henry has a slight edge over longtime incumbent Joan Pratt. Henry has 51%, while Pratt has about 48%. Again, these numbers are from incomplete results posted around 11 a.m. this morning.
So what are we looking for in the next few days? None of these leading candidates are celebrating at this point, right?
That's right, because these races are definitely not over yet. We're still waiting on ballots that were postmarked yesterday, which was the very last day that voters could return their ballots by mail, and it could take days for those to come in. We're also still waiting for the board to count the ballots deposited in official drop boxes on primary day. And all of those ballots that I just talked about, they have to be quarantined for pandemic-related reasons for at least 12 to 24 hours, so that's some additional time right there.
Okay, so we have unclear results. We have new problems that went down yesterday that we still have to sort through. So what's being done to address all of this?
Yeah, the discussions I've had with candidates, campaign staff, and voters alike today, they all circle back to the frustrations and errors of yesterday. And officials are certainly not happy either. Some are calling on longtime head of Maryland elections Linda Lamone to resign, including Lieutenant Governor Boyd Rutherford, who had this to say at a state meeting this morning.
I have lost faith. I think it is time for some change, some new blood, some new thinking. You know, you bring in a new coach from time to time, even a coach that can be doing relatively well. Sometimes it's just a little bit more to get the team over the hump and to be prepared for the new environment that we're in.
Lamone has not directly addressed the calls for her resignation. At the same meeting, she said she's proud of the way her team tried to make everything work as best they could. But it is clear that both the city and state boards need to provide more answers and more accountability about this election. So, Matt, on top of the additional results, you know, I'm expecting to also learn those answers in the coming days.
Emily Sullivan covers City Hall and Baltimore politics for WIPR. Emily, thanks so much. Stay safe.
Thanks, Matt.